Texans Fit Challenge is going on. It's basically on the business side of the building. They break you up into teams, and you're trying to, as a team, take the most steps throughout the day as possible, you know, promoting healthy living and all that. Oh, got a leaderboard email. My team, probably number one or at worst two, we're in 16th place. What the f***, you guys? We're last in the step... Wake up, Jay. We're last in the... Stop laughing, you two. We're last in the step challenge. We're 16th out of...
Drew, you have the least amount of steps out of all of us.
That doesn't matter. I'm the team captain. I gotta get you guys motivated for all this stuff. Plus, you're interrupting Jesse with all this grab. Get out there and move around. Come on.
Richard McLucas, dear Drew, although Fuller has had two great games, they weren't perfect. Should we be worried about the drop from game one, the bobble in game two? Are they signs of a problem to come? No, they're not. That's what happens when you have a guy who can do what he does, which is get deep, go deep, and be really, really fast. Is there, can you think of too many other players in the NFL that can do what he's doing? No, so don't worry about that. Focus instead on the touchdowns. Mike Davis, dear Drew, where'd I put my car keys? Look in that, like, divot in between the cushions, maybe, I don't know, on your dresser. Maybe the kids have them, I don't know, man. CJ Stone, dear Drew, was the plan to match AJ Boye against Kelce prior to the start of the game, or did he earn the matchup by shutting him down as the game went on? Before, he knew well in advance that he was going to have to cover Travis Kelce. Bill O'Brien said on his radio show that they also had to all do a better job of being very physical with Kelce right at the line of scrimmage. So it was well before. It was not as the game went on. Good question. So good. You get money, Joseph. So send in the email right here, and then we'll send you scratch-offs. All right? Karen Brandon Rivera. I saw on Good Morning America this morning where Julian Edelman is going to be the quarterback Thursday night. Any truth to that? He could come in and play like Wildcat, but they're either going with Jacoby Brissett or with Jimmy Garoppolo if he's healthy enough. Probably going to be Brissett, though, but Edelman will not be the main quarterback. Becky Brenham, dear Drew, you did it. I did it. Section 510 could actually hear and understand your words at the game last Sunday. All right, I was saying the same stuff, though, so... Michael DiNano, dear Drew, can you explain the preparations going into a Thursday game? I'm sure those guys are tired. Yes, the preparations started, if you remember, late August. Bill O'Brien said after that third preseason game and before the fourth preseason game, which was in between a Sunday and a Thursday, he said some of the team is getting ready for the Cowboys, which was that fourth preseason game, and the frontline guys are getting ready for the Bears, Chiefs, and the Patriots because you're playing all those games in such a short, compact period of time. So they started earlier. It's not a physical week this week, but it's very, very mental. So that's a great question, Michael, and good to hear from you again. J.M. Reyna, dear Drew, should Bill and staff spice up the plays against the Pats or just play situational football? Go for it on fourth, Hail Mary, J.J. for OB Wildcat. I think you might see the Texans get a little creative with the playbook this week. I'm not sure you're going to see Hail Marys and all that other stuff, but yes, spice will come to life for the Texans offense this week. I believe so. J.M. Reyna. All right, Thursday Night Football coming at you like a truck on wheels.